Okay, and we are on now. This is 26 o'clock. Tonight we will not be joined by Rob T. Firefly, but we do still have with us in the studio tonight my co-host Sidechick.
Hello,
and,
everyone.
Neo Amsterdam.
At the boards.
At the boards. So, while we are waiting for our first guest to arrive, we are going to, I suppose, just hit up a few notes of news that have come up. On Friday, Forbes picked up a major vulnerability in a common DOCSIS 3, that's a cable router or cable modem for cable companies to give to their ISP customers. This vulnerability was presented at a talk this afternoon or earlier this evening at the Hope Conference.
Question, is this the famous, we will shove a firmware update up your jack side, whether like it or not?
No, that was, that was Cisco. That came out at the beginning of the week. This was Friday evening, just as the conference was starting. Forbes magazine published news about this vulnerability, which is that this modem apparently doesn't actually require any real authentication. You can either simply set a cookie file in the appropriate location, carry nothing but the text string of, I believe it's valid equals true.
Yes.
Which then allows you full access to the administrative console, or alternatively, without any sort of authentication whatsoever, even a faked cookie, you can simply encode various commands in hex in the URL.
Yes, but it's highly convenient, wouldn't you say?
Oh, very, very. And according to the presenters, this actually prompted the first time that they had successfully gotten a response from either a major ISP that deploys this or from the manufacturer. Only after Forbes published.
You know, it's rather impressive. I mean, we've been talking about, on the way here, we were trying to pick up some food and so on and so forth. One of the great discoveries, also within, I think, the last week, and perhaps our listeners will be able to tell us exactly when, was the discovery of evidence substantiating the existence of the Higgs boson.
Yes.
And during the checkout, because we had to pick up some food.
Right.
We were famished.
Very.
Very famished, yes. And I discovered that the article was hailed as a good thing by The Economist magazine, of all places.
Well, that's a bit unusual for The Economist. I mean, usually they, even when there is a major scientific discovery, they tend to concentrate more on the market effects or something similar, the potential disruption to an industry.
Hmm. Also interesting in the news, some people may be following this. I just follow it out of Schadenfreude. Here's a good word to use on an occasionally highbrow radio station.
You're going to wake everyone up with that
but,
sort of vocabulary.
Oh, absolutely. Schadenfreude, ladies and gentlemen. Apple's loss of their EPAT status.
Ah.
Followed by their reaffirmation of it.
Now, did they do that? Because the last time that I looked into that, it was specifically that Apple was withdrawing their products from EPAT certification after, I believe it was the new 13-inch MacBook, failed EPAT standards.
Well, it's rather unusual because Apple has touted itself for the last, well, let's see, I want to say about 6 or 7 years.
Oh, easily.
As a highly green company.
Well, ever since that became a major marketing buzzword to their primary demographics.
Indeed.
So idiots with too much money.
Its loss of the EPAT status, one would figure, would be a harbinger of their desire to exit the personal computer market entirely and focus solely on those products which were still registered with EPAT. That would be the iPhone and the iPad and accoutrements.
No. My understanding was that the iPhone and iPad were never EPAT certified.
Ah, they never qualified for EPAT
certification. They don't, because really almost no smartphone or similar form factor device is really probably ever going to qualify. since what the issue, as I understand it, that prevented the new 13-inch MacBook from qualifying for the EPAT standard was the fact that, much like a tablet or smartphone, it has a fixed battery that is difficult or impossible to remove even while dismantling the device entirely, because the battery is glued into place.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've had to dismantle one, and it wasn't a pretty sight.
Right.
I can tell you, my fingers were awful, but the laptop was intact.
Well, normally it's an annoyance and difficult to dismantle laptop battery packs anytime. But at least you could actually remove the laptop battery pack.
Yeah, isn't Mac, like, you can't remove anything with them. They're just built to not be accessible in any way.
Unless
you want to, like, pry it apart.
They'd always made it difficult.
Well, back in the wonderful days when Apple was still being run by a bunch of hackers,
right,
it was a requirement. As a owner of two Mac Pluses, one slightly defunct, I can tell you prying up in that case is sort of a ritual. Everybody grows into it. The only thing to look out for is the damned CRT, because that sucker holds a charge.
Yes. Well, it was.
But
it was,
in the modern Steve Jobsian way of things, it should be sealed permanently.
Yes.
Perhaps like a sarcophagus.
Well, yes,
like
because
that,
you're borrowing it. You don't actually own it. They're giving you the honor.
Yes.
The badge of honor and the price tag to match.
Indeed. Yes.
We have company, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, please, do
yes.
come in.
Come in, come in.
And let me see if I can get some fanfare for the gentleman coming in
from stage.
On the center microphone.
In some direction. Would you care to introduce yourself while we try to find you some headphones? Right, so walking into the studio now, we have Mr. Mitch Altman. Well-known within the hacker community, I believe the founder of, or co-founder of, the NoiseBridge hackerspace out in San Francisco. I'm amazed that I can actually remember all of these things.
this time of day after no sleep
yes,
for days.
Yes.
You have a well-satisfied smile. It's been a good home.
Yes.
It has, and it's going to continue to be.
That's good. So you've been spending quite a lot of time at the Hackerspace Village, teaching a lot of people soldering and such like. Any other high points at the conference for you so far?
I just finished doing a Arduino for Total Newbies workshop where 50 people learned how to solder and about electronics and how to hack things so they can download cool projects online and do cool things on their own. And most people had never even done anything remotely related to this. So I love doing that. It's just really gratifying. And, I've been running around doing all this organizing stuff, so I haven't been able to see many talks. But the talks that I have seen have been tremendous. The keynotes, I saw both with William Binney giving his overview of the amazingly corrupt system of how our government runs itself in general, I think. And
yeah,
he was talking about the NSA in particular. It's just a money machine for corporations to profit from. And that's really sad. And he just laid it all out.
Well, his story is, as I understand it, a particularly amazing one, all things considered. I saw him in the hallway. I was even more surprised.
I think that's our second injury for tonight.
Well, hopefully it's not a head injury.
We hope not.
Yes. I've seen you over the course of the weekend in the hackerspace area. It always amazes me how much energy you seem to have to put into teaching people to solder and giving them all sorts of electronics and construction.
I'm always reminded of that many years ago, back when you used to have to read a magazine and type in the programs from the backside. There was this one article that always insisted that the problem ahead of you should never, ever be greater than the enthusiasm behind you. And you seem to embody that suggestion on a daily basis.
Yeah, I do what I do because I love it, and If I don't love it, I'm probably going to do a lot less of it to make room for other things that I know I love that I don't have time for. And so doing things that way, I get way more energy out than I put in. You know, I still have to sleep. I still have to eat. Occasionally, I even have to pee. But
nobody pees on radio.
Nope. Nope.
But yeah, like right now, I am so brain dead. I think I have about 3.5 neurons going, but that's enough at least to sit here and rant. But I love doing this. You know, helping other people in these ways is fantastic, and helping people in any way I can. I really love. So having the panel that I had earlier on geeks and depression, you know, it's not an uplifting topic in and of itself, and yet afterwards I felt totally energized because so many people were thankful and seemed to be helped greatly by it. So
that's good. I'm glad that seemed to be getting some good responses. I know we were discussing that topic last night. We had our guest Gonzo on, who was discussing the whole idea of the hacker community now becoming, in his words, a hacker neighborhood, because it's now everyone in the community is more of a neighbor to each other. We're now discussing mental health and all sorts of personal issues, whether they're lifestyle issues, medical issues, psychological issues, much more openly and in a more supportive manner than perhaps is addressed elsewhere or has ever been addressed within the community.
The other
option. Yeah, well, it's really important. You know, we've lost too many people to suicide, you know? And that's because. You know, who knows what would have happened if there was a more open environment where maybe they felt a little less afraid or a little less ashamed, whatever it was that kept them from being able to feel open about all of who they are, including feeling suicidal or having suicidal thoughts, being totally depressed, afraid, ashamed to speak out, to ask for help. Yeah, you know, maybe with just a little more openness, someone may feel... just safe enough to ask for help and live another night. And you know, one of the phrases about suicide, it's a permanent solution to a short-term problem. And you know, a crisis point is really a small period of time. I've been through many myself, and you get to the other side. If you've been through it a few times, you know that. But the first time, maybe the first few times, you don't know. And if you're afraid to ask for help, it might be all over. And it's so unnecessary, you know. And, you know, and even without these kind of, you know, super crises where it might be the, you know, end of somebody's life, still, if people feel open or safe enough to be more open about who they are, they can feel better about who they are, knowing that other people feel at least as similar. Even if they're feeling totally alone, they might feel better knowing that they're not alone in their horrible feeling of aloneness.
Well, that's good, and I think especially considering that I believe one of the people who our conference or talk rooms was named after took his own life after a long struggle with depression.
Yeah, Len Sass.
Yes, I think really kind of reinforces the importance of that.
Yeah, and on the panel that I organized today was Meredith Patterson, who is married to Len, so it was really good that she was on that in the room named after...
Right. I know that some of our staff who had been preparing all these things, picking out the names and writing the bios, had been in touch with her, trying to make sure that she was happy with the whole thing. But I hadn't realized that she was also in attendance for the talk. And that's I think a very nice thing.
Yeah, it was very poignant and. Yeah, it was very emotional too. But yeah, everyone after the panel, people were really open and honest. It was quite amazing, but everyone felt really good afterwards.
And on the note of community and feeling really good, we have been joined by another guest here.
Hi, I'm Bobcat. People know me as Bobcat. If you Google Bobcat in Jeopardy, or Bobcat in Hacker Jeopardy, or just Bobcat, you will find me.
As a question or an answer?
Or if you come by Radio Statler right now, you will find him.
Yes, you will also find him at Radio Statler if you're in the building.
Well, Mitch, before you go, I know Night Owl has planned this for every guest, and you're the first person we're going to be able to ask this question, but we are giving you free time, 2, 3, 5 minutes, to speak whatever is on your mind, and not just the color of your hair.
Absolutely anything.
Your microphone.
And we are not FCC licensed, so...
Fucking A. So, wow. What can I rant about? I'm since this was a day of thinking about all these more like heavy kind of subjects, I may as well rant about that. No matter who you are, if you are listening to this, you are alive. And you will be dead at some point. Between now and then, what are you going to do with that time? It is totally up to you and you alone. There's no right, there's no wrong. There's only things that feel better and feel worse. What are you going to do with that time? You can do absolutely anything in the entire fucking universe with that time. What is it that you are going to be doing? You can play video games, you can watch TV, you can read a book, you can fuck, you can fight. What are you going to do with that time? It is totally up to you. And the thing that I would hope is that you will make time to explore what you believe might be more fulfilling, what it might be that you love in your life. Because there, no matter where you are right now, you might be able to find things, I'd say you will be able to find things that can make your life a little bit more enjoyable, a little bit more fulfilling, no matter where you are. So, what are you going to do? In my life, I live the first half totally depressed. A total depressed blob of a kid who's beaten up, brutally bullied, physically abused, totally ineffectual parents who were totally depressed and didn't know how to deal. It sucked. Life was total hell. But by making choices for myself, eventually, instead of just choices I thought that other people wanted of me, which is all I did because I was so depressed and didn't think I was worth anything for making choices for me, but eventually I started making choices for me. The first one was quitting watching Gilligan's Island, which I hated every day, but watched every day.
But a three-hour tour. It was awesome.
Boy, it was way more than a three-hour tour for me. Because I watched it every day of my life until I was about 25 years old when I finally realized, you know what, I fucking hate this. And I've watched it every day of my life and I don't have to. And I got rid of all 50 of my televisions and put them on the curb because I, of course, was a geek and collected TVs and fixed them and I just kept them. But I got rid of all 50 and I've never really watched TV since then except long enough to turn them off with the TV gone. But I started making choices for myself at that point. It took years and years and years of practice and trial and error, but eventually I learned to start making choices that sometimes actually did make my life a little better and the life of those around me a little better. Making a choice, you have absolutely no control over the consequences. None. And that's great, because whatever happens, you can if you choose to learn from the consequences, including what you feel and what you think, which also you have very little control over. And then you can choose something new and see if that works a little better. Eventually, I learned to make choices that sometimes actually did, as well as all the times that I had spectacular failures or just indifferent. And years later, here I am living a life I love living. And, there's a lot of luck involved as well. I happen to choose friends well who are actually supportive loving creating community, which created a support structure as well, and finding some therapists who actually worked. You know, a lot of luck. I was also born with middle class, and that gave me some privilege. I'm white. Of course, I'm queer, which didn't really help as far as privilege goes. But, you know, I'm white. I'm male. These things kind of helped me, along with whatever luck I made use of it. I learned to live a life I love, and I think if I could do that, you know, just about anybody can. So I encourage you to do whatever you need to do to, you know, live a life that you love. Little bits at a time, over a period of years, you can look back and see, wow, things are way different than they were back then. It's worth a try, you know. You got until you're dead. However long or short that might be, what the hell? It's something to do. Try it. See what happens.
So I want to send you off with a little anecdote. So the first time I met you, we were filming the media show. And, you know, I had never heard of you before because I'm not, you know, as active in the hacker community. But you came on, and immediately Erna the puppet, in her mind, gave you a nickname, and I would like to tell you what that nickname is.
Please.
It is Rainbow Rumpus TV Guy. And not because, you know, I associate you with TV, which is, you know, a thing that you eventually rejected from your life because it wasn't making you happy, but because you also gave other people the ability to, you know, take more control over how much television they were subjected to in their life and kind of made a game out of it. So it was like a Rainbow Rumpus party. Which also references your hair, of course. So.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you.
I thought you'd like that.
And it was wonderful hugging you in your puppet form.
Yes. You're her favorite hacker. It's definitely true. Emmanuel's got nothing on you.
We all play our parts.
And for many of us, we all do have our favorite hackers. Our favorite hacker of the moment, Mitch Altman. We thank you. And to you, we bequeath that greatest of rewards, a good night's rest. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I will do my best to follow that that wish.
Well, we hope you the best of luck with that.
You don't have to sleep now. You can stay up with us.
Well, I'm going to clean up a little bit at the workshop area and then fall over for at least 7 hours.
We wish you the best of luck.
The best of luck.
Have a very good night.
Your 7 hours being uninterrupted 7 hours.
All right.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
And while we rearrange the chairs here at Radio Statler, we're just going to do a little bit of jiggery-pokery so that everybody can get to a microphone.
I'll stay here.
And there we go. And, retain your comfortable position. I do want to point out one thing that has been occurring at the Hope today and a bit yesterday. We seem to have these Club Mates all over the place, especially the empties. Now, the question is, whose is this?
That's a half empty.
That is side chicks there.
Okay. Not even.
Well, almost side chicks.
And one of the benefits that we also have is that we are now, I hope, transmitting in stereo. So you at home.
Stereo.
I don't have headphones.
Stereo. You know, I have to make sure that my virtual hackerspace is, everybody is watching. So give me a moment to make sure that they're up.
Well,
so
sure.
Go ahead and be creative.
Well, we will find something to talk about for a couple of minutes while you
connect with
them.
The home base.
Yes.
But one of the few things that
it's important to have a home base.
And it's always important to have a home base. And for many people, it is becoming the Hope Conference. It's rather interesting. There are many faces that I have seen here, which, okay, granted, lots of hackers have a hard time matching faces and names.
Sure.
But once they match the face and name, and I'm going to hand off my headphones as we do this.
I think you specifically need to be able to hear.
I can see my meters. You can't. You see?
That, okay.
My peak meter's in front of me.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Many of the people that we've known to, grown accustomed to, and to their face as well, damn it, we seem to meet time and time again at these type of conferences, whether it's on a monthly basis or on the biennial basis, or is it semi-annual basis? Somebody correct me.
I believe it's been annual.
Been annual, then.
Biennial.
Biennial.
That's what we do.
It's officially biennial? A biennial
okay.
basis.
Biennial. There we go.
And it is a bit
I'm
of a
the grammar Nazi. Bobcat the grammar Nazi.
It's not the question of grammar. It's a question of vocabulary.
Vocabulary. Yes.
Well, let me finish this preposition with a sentence, right? Sorry. It's been a long
we
night
could,
for all of us.
Or we could not.
That's what we're here for.
But it is a bit of a homecoming. We do see favorite faces, as usual, of course. Emmanuel Goldstein, Nick Farr. Keep running along the list. Steve Rambam, for those who have been following his series
awesome
of lectures. I mean, this really is a homecoming. We have become a community. We are becoming a small neighborhood unto ourselves. Why not?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, there's also just the whole issue of some people, particularly by this time of night, who have started reacting with the idea of going outside. What do you mean? What is this?
What you mean, like out of doors?
What you mean leave the mezzanine? Oh yes, I can leave the mezzanine.
I should have had Hotel California played back here.
You should have.
Yeah. Oh well.
Neo, I'm gonna give you back your headphones because there's some weird sound.
I think we'll try to correct that later on tonight.
Yes. Okay.
We are the weird sound.
Fine.
Well, it's either that or shortwave.
Or the pterodactyl got in again. I don't know.
Okay, I have no idea what time it is or what the program is, but...
the time is 2:31, and the program is 26 o'clock.
Can we punch up my virtual hackerspace?
Let's see.
Can you stream geekstreams.com?
Let's see what we can do.
And by the way, don't feed back the audio from that because it's going to be us listening to it.
Let me see if I get this right. You are putting a bottle of Club Mate. No, I was talking about the other one. Right. The one that is now behind the laptop.
I'm going to get it in a second, darling.
Please do. Because I really cannot afford to
that's not
destroy
no
equipment
moving.
Here.
Well,
you know what, darling? Here we go.
That's going to go back.
We're
going to
put that back.
Yeah. Ah, there we go.
Switch with me, and then if you want to bring it up, or do you want to come over here for that?
No, just go ahead. Go address bar, geekstreams.com. And if someone will go to... IRCfreenode.net /geekstreams and we will demonstrate virtual hackerspace.
I don't know if anyone can see this.
Everybody can see this. There you go.
Alright.
Okay.
So Geekstreams, it's great.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Excuse me
okay.
one sec because I don't have
currently
it's geekstreams.com? Geekstreams.com?
Right.
Okay, that's spelled Golf, Echo, Kilo, Sierra, Tango, Romeo, Echo, Alpha, Mike, Sierra, period, Charlie, Oscar, Mary.
Because
I don't
right.
like Mike that much.
Well, Mike's a bit of a jerk sometimes.
Now, everybody will eventually sync up on this. Everything will work fine.
Well, it's good to have company. And again, this is the extended
community. Now, if someone could go to freenode.net.
We are short one laptop, actually.
No, you're good there. You're on IRC.
We are on irc.2600.net.
Yes. Add a server.
We are highly loyal.
Add a server.
Not my computer. I'm not going to touch it. I have respect for all the equipment here, as I said, because I can't afford to
can
ruin anything
some
for anyone.
Stranger somewhere.
I'm sure someone in our
there we go. We have a
radio staff right. audience will be able to assist us also.
This is the whole thing about hacking. You just make things work.
I've heard of interactive media, but this is a new degree to which I'm not familiar with.
Bobcat. Yeah.
This is powered by us. We make this happen.
All right. Well, I have made this happen in the form of opening a tab.
Whatever IRC client you're using, go to freenode.net.
Okay.
Log on to or join Pound Geek Streams. Geek Streams. The way it sounds like it's spelled.
All right. Well, you know what?
And I apologize for everybody who's looking at this and going, what? Like, Netkiller, I understand there. You're sitting there, Netkiller. We've seen you.
Well, we could.
I was going to say your name a whole lot of times.
Well, we could give a shout out to the people that we recognize on the screen.
Let's shout out to all the people in Pound Radio Stellar who we've been staring at for the past couple of days.
Well, first and foremost, we will thank Radio Stellar because they have really extended this courtesy to us.
Yes.
Bunny has given us quite a lot. Darko has given us quite a lot. And moreover, we're getting a lot of static over the air. So with your permission, or maybe entirely without it, I think we'll take a momentary musical interlude.
Yes. Do it.
And we will be back in about 10 minutes' time, ladies and gentlemen. Please do enjoy. You're tuned to Radio Stellar.